News. I'm Ben Thomas. Israel's received remains believed to be those of two more hostages from Hamas, but the Israeli military has said one of the bodies previously turned over was not that of a hostage. Meantime, Jennifer King reports the 20 living hostages released this week are beginning a difficult path to recovery.
Israeli health officials say that will include a supervised diet, treatment for pain and malnutrition, and rebuilding a sense of control over their lives after 2 years in captivity.
Every one of them has endured untold adversity and horrors.
Dr. Itai Pesach is with the Sheba Medical Center, where 10 former hostages are hospitalized.
They will probably need weeks, months, and maybe years to heal.
Many of the hostages wore leg chains for their entire captivity, which can lead to orthopedic problems, muscle waste, and blood clots. Refeeding syndrome is another issue and can be deadly. Rebecca Bobot says her husband is suffering because ahead of his release, he received food in big quantities so that he would look better for the world. Dr. Haggai Levine, head of the health team for the Hostages Family Forum, says previous hostages had untreated strokes and infections and compromised immune systems. I'm Jennifer King.
The Supreme Court heard arguments over Louisiana's redrawn congressional map. Mark Sherman was there.
The court seems ready to gut a key part of the Voting Rights Act that has been used to root out racial discrimination in voting. Such an outcome could boost Republican electoral chances across the South and in the closely contested House of Representatives. After 2.5 hours of arguments, the court's 6 conservative justices each seemed ready to strike down a congressional district in Louisiana that was drawn to elect or to give black voters in that district a chance to elect a candidate of their choosing.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration from firing workers during the government shutdown, and the World Food Program warns donor cuts could push nearly 14 million people into hunger. This is AP News. It Donahue has the findings of a new report on the implosion of the Titan tourist sub.
Investigators say faulty engineering led to the implosion of the Titan submersible heading to the wreck of the Titanic. The National Transportation Safety Board says the Titan had multiple anomalies and failed to meet necessary strength and durability requirements. It also said OceanGate, the owner of the Titan, failed to adequately test it and was unaware of its true durability. All 5 people were killed on the submersible in 2023, including OceanGate CEO Stockton Rush. The report also said the Titan likely would have been found sooner had OceanGate followed standard guidance for the emergency response. The Coast Guard released a report in August that described the Titan implosion as preventable and found glaring disparities between safety protocols and actual practices. I'm Ed Donahue.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.